I'm at Paul's Ferry in the Cathedral Grounds in Norwich with an artist called Sorrel Muggeridge, who's collecting people's stories of the River Wensum as it runs through Norwich. She's running an event today and tomorrow called A Curious Meander, where she's inviting people to come along, to take a short walk along the river, collect a bucket of river water and a story, and come back and tell their stories, which will then form part of an installation artwork that she's planning for later in the year. This is my story.
Well, maybe start with the daffodil.
I was given the daffodil on about halfway round a loop of the river, just by the cow tower, by a group of people who were sitting on a bench and drinking cans of cider and smoking.
Oh, right.
who said that it was a gift from the homeless people and I should take it and cherish it.
Oh.
So I'm immortalising it. I hope that's okay.
No, absolutely. I think you should. I think that's probably the greatest honour you could bestow on a daffodil.
Yeah. It's not a very happy daffodil. It's definitely seen better days.
Yeah. It looks like it hasn't seen the earth or some water for quite some time.
they're all starting to wilt, actually, down by the river. They're all
already?
Kind of, most of them, anyway, are starting to wilt and starting to look a lot like this, actually, although a little bit less battered. A lot of my connections with the river have to do with other people, and to do with swans.
Okay.
There aren't a lot of swans this year, which is unusual. Mm. I haven't seen very many on the river, but one year when there were a lot of swans and a lot of cygnets, a lot of little babies, I was walking with my ex around a completely different part of the river, but where it goes past the Ribs of Beef pub.
Yeah.
And there's a little kind of jetty down, and there was a swan and three cygnets there. And the swan was obviously quite protective of its babies, and they weren't very good swimmers yet, and it was quite angry that there were people nearby, and quite aggressive towards the two of us when we were walking.
Oh no!
And we sort of stood back and watched, and it sort of shuffled its litter, family. shuffled them into the river, and one of them fell upside down and just fell off the edge of the jetty. And my ex had to lean down into the water and try and right it with this swan, absolutely hissing and furious with him. But he was trying to bring it the right way back up because it couldn't work out how to right itself. And he had to try
That's so weird.
Try and save it, yeah.
You would imagine that swans kind of come born with
buoyancy.
The knowledge of floating. God, that's really fascinating.
I think as it fell in a patch where there was rubbish in the river, and I think it might just got caught in something.
Oh God!
While it was under the water, and so we tried to save its life.
Oh, thank you.
I hope it was okay in the end.
Yes. Although the lower level of population now, we won't take that as any indicator of your failure to save the swan.
I'm fairly sure I didn't kill a swan. It's fine.
There was one down here this morning, actually. So
that's
good. There was definitely one around. But was that up near the playhouse bit where the tree is? Someone said they nest up by there's a tree that kind of grows out of the wall.
I know the place. I've met my husband. One of the first times, very shortly after we were going out, I met my husband down there for a crafty cigarette. but before anybody else knew we were seeing each other, it was all a big kind of clandestine secret, and we used to meet on that little bit of jetty.
Down by the tree?
Yeah, which you can't get
wonderful.
Down there anymore.
No.
The stairs are all chained off.
Yeah. I know just what you mean. And in there, someone has tied the willow branches into an O shape. So when you go past, have a little look. There's a little O in the willow.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so when you were taking the river walk, was there any point on the river where you felt really connected to the water?
Just down by the jetty, where you can actually go down and scoop water out and take your shoes off and have a bit of a paddle if you want to.
Did you?
Not today. I'm wearing big socks.